welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Today we sit down with three of the gentlemen at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings to discuss their latest upgrade to their brew house, co-owner Seth Cook.
As we're talking right now, we've got our electricians in that are running the power for a brewery upgrade. And I guess that's the first time we've done brewery improvements over the last 5 years. We've added stuff and improved our processes. But this is probably the first real certifiable upgrade in the last 5 years. Before everybody gets really excited to see big trucks and big tanks coming in the brewery, I will say that every brewery improvement and every upgrade is incremental. This is a really kind of a foundational and fundamental upgrade to allow for some of that later.
The control system.
It's the control system. It's our ability to add heat to vessels. It's the power system. It controls a lot of our pumps and sensors and a lot of things that prepares us to one, make more beer per batch, and also it increases some efficiencies to make more batches per day.
Co-owner Brent Mathiasen says it's a big deal for Wooden Lakes.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. We were probably standing in the brewery about 5 years ago installing this system. I got one of those Facebook notices, and it said, hey, 5 years ago today, and there we all are standing in a brewery putting in a brew system. So pretty excited. The next step to get us to that next level.
Seth says this eventually means doubling their capacity.
We do a 3-barrel brew house, which is, you know, really in the world of craft beer, one step up from microscopic. And this allows us by percentage to nearly double our daily capacity. It goes from a 3-barrel to a 5-barrel. And I know that doesn't sound like a huge number, but it is by percentage very big for us. What that allows us to do then is make more beer per day. It allows us to make more beer per batch. And when we have the associated fermenters upgraded, that allows us to make more beer per year. The reality of what we could do and what we plan to do, and this is the first step, is to double our production capacity here within the footprint right here.
More Beer Untapped after these words.
Oh, anaerobic isolation, alcoholic fermentation, NADH oxidation. Give me a beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss the recent upgrade to the brew house at Wooden Lakes Brewing at Brookings that will eventually lead to a doubling of their current production capacity. Lead brewer Derek Schmidt says he's looking forward to the upgrade.
I'm just happy to have more beer be able to flow through here. I don't know anything about any of this electronic stuff, so I'm glad to have bosses and Seth and Brant that have this kind of experience because they didn't expect anything from me as far as upgrading this brewery, so I was able to kind of work on some side projects in the meantime and just let them get everything situated so I can have an easier brew day here coming up soon.
As Seth mentioned, it's upgrading the control systems now with new tanks coming later. That needs to wait for warmer weather.
We've got quotes and we've got kind of a timeline. We don't want to be opening up the building when it's cold out because it's going to be an involved process. You know, we're going to have to open up the front and we're going to have to move tanks in, and these, you know, this is, it's going to be a little bit of a Tetris game to get everything to move. And at the same time, we have some existing tanks that are 3-barrel there that are, although they've been completely useful to us, they're now going to be sitting in a footprint that we need to have bigger tanks in. So we have, they're going to have to be moved. And, you know, hopefully they can be passed on and sold to other breweries that were our size or are looking to grow. I'd love to keep them in the state of South Dakota. I've actually been talking to a couple of the new breweries starting up and even some of the existing breweries. They may end up being transferred.
Finally today, let's head over to Brookings Liquor Store. Our beer guide, Drew Eklund. New for your growler fills, a couple of excellent dark beers.
New on tap from Dempsey's Brewery out of Watertown. It's hashtag Frodo's Bane, 11.52 for a 64-ounce fill. Frodo's Bane is a black pilsner with roasty coffee flavor to go along with a crisp finish. The next one I have is from Summit, from their Union series. It's number 6, Russian Imperial Stout, 11.52 for the 64-ounce fill. Pours pitch black and features 2 new British hops, flavors of licorice, bitter chocolate, and dark fruit. The 10.5% ABV is extremely well hidden. Just a really well done Russian Imperial from Summit.
And new packaged beers include a new brewer from Minnesota, the very highly regarded Fair State Brewing.
Their flagship beer, Fair State Pilsner, $10.99 for the 4-pack. Highly rated German-style Pilsner. tons of flavor while still being light and crisp. The next one from Fair State is their IPA, $10.99 for the 4-pack. Another highly touted beer. Fair State's IPA is more straightforward and balanced, kind of more of a classic take. Next one, Fair State's Giant's Bane, $11.99 for the 4-pack. Flavors of coffee, molasses, and dark chocolate. That's an imperial stout. The last one I have from Fair State is Roselle, $11.99 for the 4-pack. This is my favorite from Fair State, and it's probably the best kettle sour I've ever had. Bursting with flavor of hibiscus, strawberry, and citrus. This brewer at Fair State is doing some pretty cool stuff.
Hey, that's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.